Spirit Mornings on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network. I'm Jen Brown along with Bruce McGregor. On the phone line with us, founder of Global Faith Initiative, and we are going Global Faith Institute, and we are going to find out more about that and him. It's Mark Christian. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, and thank you very much for having me.
Well, Mark, it is wonderful to have you with us. Thanks for taking time to share. We appreciate it.
Thanks for inviting me so much. I really enjoyed
it. Let's talk about the mission.
You know, being invited with you.
Let's talk about the mission of Global Faith Institute and what it is and where people can find it.
Well, we are located over here in Omaha, Nebraska. We are founded 5 years ago, and our main mission is to educate the public and whoever wants to listen about the topics of our time. Also, main goal of ours is to reach out to the Muslims in our communities and across the board with the love of Christ and to share with them the faith that can save them and can lead them to heaven. And another thing that we are dealing with is the political Islamic agenda in America, in our state, and also in across the country. And how can we confront that, all of us, including our Muslim friends, can help us in confronting the political Islamic agenda, because it's harming them before and more than it's harming us.
Yeah. Mark, if you wouldn't mind, could you give us a little background on how you came to do this and what in your life led up to this work with the Global Faith Institute?
When I have, I can look back at my life and see that God did a miracle in my life, as everybody, as every one of us who has been saved by the grace of God. I grew up in Cairo, Egypt. I grew up a Muslim in a very devout Muslim family, and I myself was a very devout Muslim. By the age of 12, I was an acting imam already in the Muslim community back in Cairo, Egypt, following my dad's footsteps. And by the age of 23, I started questioning Islam, try to find out more about my own faith that I was preaching, so I can be better equipped to be an imam. And things did not go the way that I was intended. I continued digging into Islam, and things did not make sense to me. I did not find it the right way to heaven. And in my own conviction, I started distancing myself from Islam and took another 6 years of wandering around and trying to find out my identity and who I am. And after a heavy weight of secular life, I tried to look for more answers to lead me to the right way and the truth. And that led me to Jesus Christ, and I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And I was baptized, as a matter of fact, at St. Cecilia, over here in Omaha, after 2 years of trying to find where I'm going to be baptized. And I was helped by the great priest at St. Cecilia over here in Omaha. And me and my wife and my son all got baptized at that church.
Well, welcome home, Mark.
Yeah.
And we are grateful to have you, and we appreciate you sharing your journey with those that are tuned in and listening. A difficult journey, I'm sure, because I'm sure a lot of family and friends did not go along with that.
In my own family?
Yes.
Absolutely. You know, it is a long journey, and I can share with you many things, but I don't know if you have enough time. I would love people to tune in sometime to our organization and my speaking, mm-hmm. and I can share many things, but the epic of rejection would be on March 29, 2003, when I was still back in Egypt, and there was an attempt on my life by my own family, led by my own dad, to get rid of me and kill me. And by the grace of God, I was saved that day, not for anything other than God want me alive, and I was saved. So this was the epic, but this is not the only incident. There was many, many others, and still going on till today, but you know, our faith in Christ sustain us and keep us safe and protected. And I'm not afraid for a second for my life, because, you know, Jesus said, carry your cross, and I am carrying my cross every day, waiting to be hanged on it when he calls me home. And I will fight every day for my faith, and also to reach others with the same love that has been reached to me by Jesus Christ.
Wow, thanks be to God, Mark, that you, one, are with us. Yes, Mark Christian with us today, founder of Global Faith Institute. And yes, you do meet once a month, and you talk about many things. And one of those things, some of those things that you share once a month is, I think, your story and maybe other people's story of coming into their journey with Christ. And then some of the things that you were talking about, you use the word about, and I'm not going to say the word correctly, but the way that even the Muslim community is being used in our country.
And that is true. There is a political Islamic agenda.
That's the word, Islamic agenda, yeah.
The political Islamic agenda, as a matter of fact, started with the beginning of Islam, hand in hand. And Islam started as a faith or a religion, and at the same exact time, hand in hand, started as a political movement. You cannot separate the two from each other. And there is people who accepted Islam and still live Islam today as a religion, and they don't want to be any part of the political agenda. But there is others who are taking Islamic political agenda as their main goal in life. And on a regular basis, those Muslims who are adopting the Islamic political agenda on the look on a recruitment process on a regular basis, on a daily basis, to recruit them into the political Islamic agenda. And I'm not talking about Al-Qaeda or ISIS or any of that stuff. I'm talking about on a regular basis, on a daily basis, within families and so forth. People who want to look at Islam as a political agenda within the Muslim religion are a vast amount of people, and they are on the look on a regular basis to recruit other Muslims to join them in the same efforts of the political Islamic agenda. And the political Islamic agenda is not in any shape or form can be accepted within our system over here in America with the Constitution and the laws. And also it is kind of completely foreign to the world order that we live in nowadays and many other nations and countries, even including the Muslim countries nowadays. So there is a long, big fight, you know, between different regimes, and the United States is entangled in the midst of all of that. And as you can see, there has been bloodshed for many, many years. And until we confront that and we stop the recruiting and stop the agenda, and to understand what is the agenda is, we are not going to be able to stop the bloodshed and the death that happens every day.
Right. And Mark, there are many different facets to the Islamic religions and groups, actually a number of groups that are here. And I think it's kind of shocking to find how active a lot of these groups are in the United States, and that they have tentacles that go into quite a few different places that might surprise folks.
Well, when we talk about groups, and I can, as a matter of fact, I love to go to the roots of what's going on. So back in 1949, right after the establishment of the State of Israel, the political Islamic leaders start to look at the United States as their way to establish their goals, or to find it as a way to further their own goals as well. And they start having some interest into the United States, and this is the political Islamic agenda groups started in America since 1949. But there was a spike in their activities during the 70s, and then the maximum spike in the establishment was in the early 90s and so forth. And many people don't understand that, that there is a very strong political Islamic groups in our universities across the United States, and this is by the name of the Muslim Student Association. And also there is a very active group that is on a regular basis trying to influence our religious institution in America, and that is the Islamic Society of North America. And we have a very big organization, very well-funded as well. It's called CARE, Council of Islamic Relationship. And that is an organization that is commissioned to influence our political and our media on a regular basis. And all of those are very well-funded organizations, and they are functioning within our midst, even without many not understanding their agenda and what they are doing. And they are influencing really how America thinks and how religious institution thinks and how the political leaders and the media thinks. And there is, on top of that, there is an umbrella called NAIT, which is NAIT. This is kind of the funding group that kind of work into that. So it is a very big network of organizations working hand in hand with one goal, to further the political Islamic agenda in America and to take that effect to influence the rest of the world and their own countries as well.
So as you, Mark Christian, and your group, Global Faith Institute, part of the mission is to help be a watchman, sound alarm, listen and to these and watch these groups, make sure that people are aware of some of the things that are going on. And that includes just some stuff that happened recently with the election, the new elected president, Donald Trump, and the tougher airline screenings going on and everything going up in the air about that. You were pointing out some GAO reports about the tougher airline screenings and sharing that information with us on your Global Faith Institute website.
Yes, and we have lots of, the immigration and the people coming to America as refugees is a very important topic. It is the fabric of the United States of America to accept those who are in need, whether economically or politically or mostly religiously, to come to find safe haven in America and to find a better future and live the American dream. And this is what the premise of America is. To find a new beginning and to pursue a dream of those who want to accomplish things for themselves and for their families. This is a very important fabric of the United States of America. And for us as Christians, our main goal is to share the love of Christ that has been shared with us on the cross, and we need to spread. It is not even a suggestion when Jesus said, go make disciples of all nations. He was telling and commissioning us to do that. And it is a very important part of our faith to share our faith with others with love, not with forcing it on anybody else. So the refugee situation in America right now, it is eroding America from its core, because it is turning people against each other and it is hurting them. And I can tell you one thing, the main reason for this problem about the refugees is coming from a failing government. Because if the government doing its job by trying to do its best to really secure the identity of people who are coming to America, then it is for us to just welcome them and help them assimilate. But right now, the government itself is not doing its job, and it is installing some kind of doubts in the hearts of Americans about the nature and the background of people who are coming to America. And that is a big problem. It is a government problem, and it is not the people problem to decide, is this a good person or not. If somebody in our midst, our job is to love on them, not to vet them. Vetting is supposed to be a government job, and the government is not doing its job and installing in our hearts as well many doubts about who's coming to America and so forth. I'm an immigrant myself, and I have been received by love, and I have been accepted in the community, and I have been helped to be assimilated into the United States of America, and I praise the Lord for everyone who helped me, and I thank them dearly, and I understand that their love to me that has been expressed is because of their love to the Lord and love to their faith and love to their country. And we are supposed to continue with this same kind of premise. But we are facing a real problem right now. And when we are dealing with it, I think the problem has two sides to it. We have people in our midst already. So we have to have a real strong effort of how to help those in our midst to be accepted and not to be rejected. But at the same time, we need to call our government officials on a regular basis, on a daily basis, as loud as we can, to do your job, to make sure that you are bringing over here the people that, they are worthy to come to America, because they are not having the bad intentions in their heart to America or to American people. So we need to do two things. Again, I'm going to repeat that. We need to help those in our midst as much as we can, and we need to call our officials and political leaders to do the job. Because this problem, if it starts going on for long and continue the way it is going to erode the very nature of America, which is a loving and caring country who trying to accept others and to try to help them, reach the American dream as well.
Yeah. I think it's important, Mark, to note that the intent here, I think, is to do everything legally, but to be very aware of where people are coming from and, what the implications are. And your Global Faith Institute.org website, do you have some resources and helps there for people that want to wrap their brain more deeply around this issue in the limited time that we have to talk about it here this morning?
Absolutely. And there is lots of information out there. And, we need to we need to educate ourselves. It is upon us to be educated and to learn the danger around us. You know, in America in general, we have learned about who are the bad guys and who are the good guys all our life. Now we have some wolves, you know, dressed in sheep clothes and try to influence us. We need to be aware of that as families, as dads, as parents, as grandparents, so we can protect our community and so forth. And also, we need to learn who is good and who is bad so we can be able to reach with love to those who really need our love and really need to be reached to, and be closing our doors tight against those who want us harm.
Mark Christian with us this morning. He's the founder of Global Faith Institute. Please go to the website, globalfaithinstitute.org. That's globalfaithinstitute.org. Some of the things that we've been talking about, Mark, the last couple of minutes that you are pointing out, you can find information on the website, but you're pointing out that we need to help people within our midst right here, individuals that have come from other countries within our midst. And then we also need to do a better job as far as on the lines before they get here. Is that what I'm understanding, Mark?
Absolutely. And I would love to add, if you can give me the time, to help the people who are already in our midst, and this is supposed to be our priority, because this is the only job that we can do. We cannot vet people, but we have to be able to help others who are in our midst, that we have to understand the baggage that they are coming with, that the problems that they are facing. You know, many of them, they can put a smile on their face, but behind the doors, they are struggling and they are fighting a whole bunch of issues. So you have to understand that the refugees coming from Syria or from Iraq or from any other country right now, they are coming with lots of baggage. They have seen carnage. They have seen people dying and beheaded. They have seen their family torn apart. They have seen their kids and their girls being raped. So if we're going to assume that everything is fine and the smile on their face is okay and this is they are loving us, no. We have to understand that there is a whole bunch of issues behind the shell that they are trying to put, because they have to put that shell in their mind, because this is the only way that they can have a better chance. We have to understand their problems and to tell them it is okay. We need to talk about it. We need to understand where you're coming from. If you have hatred against America, if you have hatred against the church, if you have a hatred against your fellow brothers and sisters, we need to confront that. We have to get this up to the issue. So helping does not mean that we're going to cook a nice meal and sit together and talk about life and how the culture looks like and so forth. No, it is a real, real help that is going beyond the shell of facade that everybody is nice and we're going to smile to each other. It's not a picture op. It is a real help, understanding their problems, understanding the roots of their problems and facing it heads on.
It's more than a handout, yeah. Is what you're talking about. More than a handout.
It is hands on.
Yeah. Mark Christian with us, founder of the Global Faith Institute. Mark, thank you much for being with us today. We really appreciate it. This has been a very eye-opening and very heartfelt discussion. And your organization, the Global Faith Institute, is a 501c3. And so how can people help you out, and what are some of the areas of needs that you have in order to be able to continue this important work?
If people are feel led, we cannot do this mission on our own. So we need your talent, and you know, and we need, absolutely, we need money to keep going. But if you have time in your hand, please come and volunteer and help. We have a huge, big need of lots of people to help us out in our mission. And if anything, come to our meetings. We have one meeting in Omaha, and we put lots of events, educational events, and so forth. So help us financially. We are 501c3, and we are tax deductible. And also help us by volunteering and coming and help in different events and different things that we are working on. And also, if you just come in and to listen and get educated, this is the most important, because if you come and listen and understand, then you're going to be another ambassador for peace and love and also protection and safety.
You have a meeting coming up this month just around the corner. Go to the website, globalfaithinstitute.org. Check it out, globalfaithinstitute.org. Mark Christian, thank you for taking the time to be with us this morning and sharing your powerful story. We know that there are other powerful stories to be shared, so please go check them out, globalfaithinstitute.org. God bless you, Mark, and the work that you're doing. Again, welcome home, and we're so happy to have you part of the family.
Thank you very much.
All right. Mark Christian with us. Again, globalfaithinstitute.org is the website. Check it out.
That's a lot of stuff to chew on, isn't it, Bruce?
Wow.
Yeah. So globalfaithinstitute.org. Please go check it out. It's a well-done website. I'm not going to lie. There is a lot of stuff on that website.
Very content.
So, you know, it'll take you a little time to get through it, but some articles from Mark that he feels that are important for you to know about.
Yeah. Well, there's power in education. So, and above all, pray for Mark and everyone associated.
Pray for Mark and everyone in the Muslim world that their hearts may be softened.
That's right. They can encounter Jesus. Look what happened to Mark.